Message this morning, which is 1 Peter 1, verses 1 to 12. So I'll just start with the scripture reading. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the exiles of the dispersion in Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, Bithynia, who have been chosen and destined by God the Father and sanctified by the Spirit to be obedient to Jesus Christ and to be sprinkled with his blood. May grace and peace be yours in abundance. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. By his great mercy, he has given us a new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you, who are being protected by the power of God through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you rejoice, even if now for a little while you have to suffer various trials, so that the genuineness of your faith, being more precious than gold, which is perishable, is tested by fire. This faith may be found to result in praise and glory and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Although you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and rejoice with an indescribable and glorious joy. For you are receiving the outcome of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Concerning this salvation, the prophets who prophesied of the grace that was to be yours made careful search and inquiry, inquiring about the person or time that the Spirit of Christ within them indicated when it testified in advance to the sufferings destined for Christ and the subsequent glory. It was revealed to them so that they were serving not themselves, but you. In regard to the things that have now been announced to you through those who brought you good news by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven, things into which the angels long to look. This is the word of the Lord. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you for this day. We thank you for this new year that we can be here and just read your word together and celebrate as a church together in this first Sunday of January. I just pray that through your words here, through the Apostle Peter, that you would encourage us to look forward to a new year that would be used to glorify you. I pray this in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen. Happy New Year! Usually, the first three words spoken after the countdown sphere is lowered in front of thousands in various places in the world. These words are often spoken to signify that we have officially left the last year and have entered into the new year. But often following Happy New Year is, this year I will... We will make New Year's resolutions, hoping to accomplish more than what we did in the past, reaching new heights on our personal life experiences. One of my New Year's resolutions, it's kind of a weird one, but you know, I think I'm finally going to actually do it. I'm actually going to grow my hair out, like really long hair, like at least 10 inches. Like, long hair. I'm going to have long hair this year. That's what I'm going to go for this year. Normally, like, I grow it to, pretty long, but then, like, I'll cut it before, like, a Christmas holiday or something like that. This year, I had, like, a good 5 inches of hair or something like that. And then I was told, oh, you should cut it. We're going to go see my sister and my nephew, who's about 6 months, and, you know, take a bunch of family pictures. So, you know, you should probably look better for it and not have such long, crazy hair. But this year, I'm going to do it. I'm going to grow really long hair, rock the man ponytail. You know, that's going to be the 2016 thing. Man bun was 2015, man ponytail 2016. So that's kind of what I'm going to do for a while, grow it out and rock it for a while. And, you know, this is one of things I want to do for 2016. And it's not just me who makes New Year's resolutions. I mean, think of tons of marketing groups and businesses that, even though it's January, they're already planning for the next summer blowout sale and the next big Christmas sale. They're already planning how they're going, what they're going to sell in the year to come and how to make more profit, more money. And even in a church, we plan for the next year. It's already kind of in our bulletins already. We have the theme of 2016, who we are. And we kind of make this long plan of, you know, this is kind of the theme we want to go with, the what we want our church to represent to the world. We've got to plan ahead, and we kind of have this idea of what the church is going to look like for 2016. You can even see it if you look outside the church offices. We actually have a tentative schedule of who's preaching till like June. That's like how far we've planned ahead kind of thing. Kind of have this list, and even though we don't have all the details of like what we're preaching exactly on yet, at least we know who's speaking on what days. We plan ahead because that's how, you know, we approach the new year. Now, I am a person who likes to plan. In a sense, I am a planner. And those of you who remember my sermon from August, I can't believe it's been that long already, about thinking of the future in Genesis 4. The New Year's resolutions kind of serve that purpose, to think about and to live life concerning the eternity. Now, after that whole spiel, what can we get from Peter here, speaking to believers in the first century? Now, I'm going to say that the precursor to this year is praise. In our church plan, we have this whole theme of who we are, and we kind of have this fancy thing with the letters of PGMBC to be the theme and talking about various things throughout the year that, you know, conveniently fitting with the letters. So P is for prayer, G is for gospel, M is for mission, B is for Bible, and C is for caring. And kind of the year will kind of focus on those things, and that conveniently fits with PGMBC. How nice. But before all that, I want to kind of get us into the mood of the year, starting with praise. So I guess it kind of counts with the P for PGMBC. The nucleus of 1 Peter 1 is verse 3, and I'll read it again. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. By his mercy, he has given us a new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Most Bibles, they kind of have a subtitle for this, and they call it a living hope. A living hope. And this living hope is the assurance that the believers have in this new era that they are moving into. The believers in the first century were moving into a new era. They had, for years the apostles had been preaching the gospel. Many people have been coming to the faith. Of course, with this, there comes some backlash. There came a lot of persecution. And later on, toward the end of the first century, there were Roman emperors that persecuted Christians, didn't like them very much. There was all this kind of rioting and political unrest as well because of these believers of the way, which we will later call Christians. And Peter here is trying to prepare the believers for this new era. He kind of sees, you know, things are changing. We're entering into a new year, metaphorically speaking. You can see in verse 8, this part was the part that kind of stuck out to me. And Peter is saying to them, although you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and rejoice with the indescribable and glorious joy. And I thought about that verse mostly in this passage, about how Peter's making this contrast between himself, who walked with Jesus, who got to see Jesus do miracles, and saw him when he came, when he resurrected from the dead. Peter witnessed all these things and proclaimed these things with bold confidence. He knew. He knew where his faith was, and that's why he was so confident when you read in, say, Acts 4, there is no other name under heaven that which we can be saved. He was so confident because he had witnessed these things firsthand. But now, many years later, some of the fellow apostles may have been martyred, James being one of them, as indicated in Acts 10. Many of the other guys maybe grew old and passed on. Some of them have been forced out of Jerusalem, maybe whether it was by Jewish authorities or by Roman officers. Whatever the case was, having the direct witnesses of Jesus, the ones who were around when Jesus was around, those guys aren't really around anymore. But Peter wants to encourage the believers of that time. The second gen, we'll call them. The second gen believers. He wanted to encourage them. We still have this faith in Christ. You love him even though you have not seen him. He's encouraging a new group of people. And Peter fully acknowledges that he's entering into a new era, a new year. But he's not discouraged by it. He's not worried about, will the faith survive? Because the new believers, they haven't seen Jesus in action like we have. He's not worried about those things. Instead, he praises God for the believers that they have at that point. He praises God for that. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. And then all the rest of the verses, he just explains himself. You know, but that's where his heart is at. His attitude is at. Blessed be God. Look at what you have done in our lives through us, the apostles. Maybe that's perhaps what Peter was thinking about. And this is where he starts his letters. 2 Peter starts in a very similar fashion. Paul, in all his letters, starts with, praises be to God. Look at all of you. This is what God has done in the past. I can look here and there are many fellow believers worshiping Jesus together in Pacific Grace Mennonite Brethren Church. Can look out and see this is what God has done in the last year. And now we move into a new era. 2016 is going to be an interesting year. At least I think it's going to be. There's going to be, you know, we just have new Canadian prime minister, and he's
going to be officially starting his term. So there's going to be a lot of changes. The United States is due for their election, and there's going to be a lot of changes. And many places in the world, there's lots of... they're making political changes. There's going to be many elections, not just in North America, but all over the world. And many people are curious about what's going to happen. What's going to happen in 2016? It's going to be a different year, to say the least. But I want to encourage you that we can go into this year with a heart of praise, because we have already seen what Christ has done. Take 2015 and the things that Christ has done in your life. And to be thankful for that, and to enter this year into praise, knowing that Jesus will do. He will carry out his promises. He will do so much more in this year than he did in the last. That is the confidence we have in Jesus Christ. This is the indescribable and glorious joy that which Peter, he believes that he sees in this new generation of believers. So going back to my comment about how, you know, even churches plan for the future. And we can look back and say, you know, God has done a lot with PGMBC. There were... our theme last year was, we are the sent. And there was the huge focus on missional ministry. And there was the three missions trips with Ghana, Cambodia, and Prince George. And all the status reports of, you know, a lot of people at least being interested in the gospel, some even accepting Christ for the first time. That's what it means to do mission, to see those few. And you know it was all worth it. And that made 2015 a year worth spent. So now we look forward to 2016 with a heart of praise, because we know that God will carry his promises. So for us, the precursor to this year is praise. And we give praise because of what Jesus Christ has done on the cross. And Lord, we praise you for the many years you have given us through your provision and love. Lord, we praise you as we enter this new year knowing that you will continue to provide for us. And we know, for you are loving and you are good. And so through 2016, Lord, carry us through as we wait your return. And continue to build us up as the community that you have called us to be. The fact of the matter is, a lot of things we talk about in the sermons to come, you know, with the theme of who we are and the PGMBC, nice acronym thing. The fact of the matter is, a lot of that won't be anything new to you. I've kind of already got a look at the scheduling, so I kind of know. But, you know, none of it is going to be particularly new to you. So you're probably thinking, you know, how is 2016 going to be any different? What makes 2016 so special? Well, the only thing I can say is that perhaps 2016 will be a year that we will continuously praise God for what he is doing, and just trust that Christ is going to make us into a new community, into new people, and to live out his vision in a new way. When Peter was looking back and looking forward in his letter, and if you read through the rest of 1 Peter and read through 2 Peter, the rest of it's really about kind of like, you know, discipline yourselves for Christ is coming soon. And, you know, take care of the poor in your communities and so on and so on. That's kind of how the rest of the letters of Peter goes. But before all that, The thing I want to say is, you know, have your hearts in the mood of prayer, of praise. For it is there we can move on to the first P of our PGMBC theme of the year, of prayer. And so we move into prayer with a heart of praise. Happy New Year. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you for this year of 2016 that you have brought us into. And while 2015 may or may not have been the best year for us, what matters is that you have carried us through it, through your grace and your love. And I pray now that you will carry us through 2016 as well, as we trust in you and give you the praise for what you are doing in 2016, the New Year's resolutions you have set up for our lives, and not just our own. So I pray that as we go from this place and go into this new year, that we would keep your words in our hearts and allow you to speak, to guide us, and to lead us into your purposes and your plans for this year. And at the beginning of a new year and a clean slate, that you would allow, that you would mold our hearts to your plan and to be able to preach your gospel in new ways to a world that needs you in 2016. Just thank you that you have blessed us with the knowledge of knowing who we are as PGMBC and your disciples. I just thank you and just pray that everything we do will be for your glory and for your honor. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.